Summer means getting into shape, but for some women of faith, exercising isn't always easy. As part of his Micropolis series, WNYC's Arun Venugopal examines how Orthodox Jewish and Muslim women balance modesty with the need to work out.
Okay, Arun, are you ready?
I am.
Yeah. Great.
I'm on a cell phone talking to someone who is on the other side of the door.
Great bunker move.
This woman is in a basement,
is that louder?
In a house, in the Bronx, pretty close to the end of the 6th subway line. And she's helping lead this group of Bangladeshi women in their daily exercise routine. I can't get into the room because no men are allowed.
Neck stretches, take the head down.
One of these women, her name is Moni Khan. She said her husband is happy that she's getting out there and working out, but he has one condition for her.
My husband doesn't want to exercise with men because we are Muslim people and it is our, always we cover our body and head and our sexual part.
This is a new program. It's been developed by a group called the Westchester Square Partnership. They're doing this because there is somewhat of a health crisis in the Bangladeshi community. This community is ranked the last of any ethnic group in the city in terms of how much exercise they get in any given month. There's a lot of reasons for why Bangladeshis don't exercise in the city. One is that they just don't really have a lot of park space, at least not in this part of the Bronx. But also there's all kinds of strange myths against exercising, including the fact that they think that exercising might damage their uterus. But there's also the serious issue of modesty. For a lot of Muslim women, and other Orthodox women of various faiths, including Orthodox Jews, modesty is central to their religious identity. It's a way to avoid attracting unwanted attention. To understand this a little better, I called up a religious leader.
This is Imam Al-Hajj Talib Abdul Rashid. I'm the Imam of the Mosque of Islamic Brotherhood.
Imam Talib does want women to exercise, but he has some pretty serious issues with the mainstream aesthetics associated with exercise.
Professional sports has always been controlled in terms of the imagery and the marketing by men. And certainly from the Islamic perspective, you know, public appearance of both men and women and the relationship between that and sexual expression is a very real one. Not everyone throughout the world believes that, you know, being physically fit requires a person to be half naked.
And a lot of women share these concerns. Linda Sarsour is the head of the Arab American Association of New York. It's in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. And she says it's really hard to find a time or the place to go jogging.
If you're running, you know, you're putting yourself in positions where you're like, things are moving around. And for our community, and I'm sure it's for even people who are not Muslim, that's, they see that as very immodest.
I heard from a few women who say the feeling of being caught in the act of exercising when they're not wearing their hijab can be incredibly embarrassing. Here's how the youth coordinator for the Muslim American Society puts it. Her name is Abir Kawas.
I imagine just being a girl and like never having a guy see you. And then the guy sees you and like you're all sweaty and you know your hair's all out. And all I feel is like, get the hell out of there. Run out as fast as you can.
Orthodox Jewish women struggle with the same issues as Muslims, but the Jewish community seems to have developed a much better infrastructure so far. They have all-women swimming pools and gyms and other facilities that are really popular. I met someone who's made a business out of this. Her name is Regine Tisson. She started this line of swimwear called Aqua Modesta. And basically, they're long dresses that cover most of their bodies.
The sexuality aspect, that really belongs in the bedroom. The laws of Jewish modesty are created just for that. That is, she should be in his eyes as if the first day they were under the chuppah when they got married. But outside of the bedroom, she should look beautiful but not sexual.
If you see pictures of these swim dresses, they can look kind of constricting, very old-fashioned. But some women actually compete in triathlons in these things. One of them is Rachel Schwartz.
It completely clings to you. You were able to swim. You have the range of motion that you need. And then when you come out, it's just a dress, so you're completely covered the entire time.
Now, the women back in the Bronx may not be aiming for triathlons yet, but Moni Khan says they are getting results, and they're hearing good things from their husbands and their friends.
So, oh my God, now you look skinny. Like, they also try like that.
Oh, so they've seen you lose weight, and they want to lose weight also.
Yeah, they want to lose weight also.
So you're like the role model for them. They're watching, right?
Yeah.
This is Micropolis. I'm Arun Venugopal at WNYC.
Hello.